We walk by faith, not by sight. That's what the Apostle Paul wrote to the congregation in Corinth. And he was talking about the glories of the hereafter. Certainly true, we don't see it now. But God has said it, and so we believe it. Now that's how King Jehoshaphat and his army went out to fight against the Edomites, Ammonites, and Moabites on that morning. They walked by faith, not by sight. They were facing three enemy armies. They had no chance to defeat them, one would say. And yet, on the previous day, God had sent a prophet, Jahaziel, to them, telling them that they did not have to worry about this battle. God would give them the victory. Jahaziel had said to them, "You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord." Nothing really had changed. The three enemy armies were still facing them. They were still weaker than their opponents, and yet everything had changed because God had spoken. God had given them a word, something that they could put their trust in. And their king led them in this faith, telling them all that they should believe God's word. "Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper." So the victory was assured. All they had to do was observe. They would see the salvation of the Lord. God would give them the victory. And so that morning they went out with faith in their hearts and songs of praise to God. They were ready to do battle. Rather, they were ready to see how God would do battle. And sure enough, this is what happened. According to the word in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, the people of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to utterly kill and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another. So God did not even have to perform a special miracle to give them the victory. He just used the sinful nature of their enemies and turned them against one another. First, the Moabites and the Ammonites teamed up against the Edomites and destroyed them. And then after that, they turned against one another until every last one of them was dead. Amazing. That's how God gave them the victory, and all the Israelites had to do is stand up there on the hill and see all their enemies dead. The battle is not yours, but God's. You will not need to fight in this battle. It is so easy for God to change things around in a hurry. There's nothing impossible for him. He is in control of history. And what he says, he will always be able to perform. All that remained for Jehoshaphat and his people was to seize the spoil. This is what the Bible says. When Judah came to a place overlooking the wilderness, they looked toward the multitude, and there were their dead bodies fallen on the earth. No one had escaped. When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil, they found among them an abundance of valuables on the dead bodies and precious jewelry, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days gathering the spoil because there was so much. God rewarded their faith by now giving them sight. In fact, God gave them more than he had promised. He had never said anything in advance about valuables and gold and silver and jewelry. But you see, that's the way God is. He likes to go way above and beyond what he has said. As it is written, he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. So King Jehoshaphat and his people had to admit that all credit should be given to the Lord God. And so they praised him. They returned every man of Judah and Jerusalem with Jehoshaphat in front of them to go back to Jerusalem with joy. For the Lord had made them rejoice over their enemies. So they came to Jerusalem with stringed instruments and harps and trumpets to the house of the Lord. And the fear of God was on all the kingdoms of those countries when they heard that the Lord had fought against the enemies of Israel. Then the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for his God gave him rest all around. Now we today are now approaching the great holy day called Christmas, and that is a day for us of great rejoicing. It certainly was a day of great rejoicing for the people of God. Just think, they had walked by faith for what? 4,000 years or more? 4,000 years they had waited for God to fulfill his word. And now that time had come. God sent his son, the Messiah, the crusher of Satan's head, and he was there. And so when we celebrate Christmas, we do just the same thing that Jehoshaphat and his people did. They bring out the stringed instruments, the harps, all the instruments of music, and sing praise to the Lord. But there is still more above and beyond the celebration of God fulfilling his promise and sending his son to be our Savior. We have another promise to look forward to. And again, God has given his word. We know it's happening. It's going to happen. Eternal life. Because of the forgiveness of sins that we have in Jesus Christ. Because of his death in our place. We walk by faith, not by sight. We don't see it, but we know it's coming. Because God has said it. And when it comes, it will be exceedingly abundantly above all that we now can ask or think. And so today we give glory to God. Let us sing hymn number 423, stanzas 5 and 6.